Most every week, Concentrate Media puts out a story, a positive story about the Ypsilanti area, online, known as On the Ground Ipsy. This is Lisa Berry, and most every week, we connect with the project manager for On the Ground Ipsy, Sarah Rigg, to share that story with you, our WEMU listeners. Hi, Sarah. Trust you're doing well right now?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing fine, and you?
Hanging in there. That's our new phrase, hanging in there. So what is this week's story about, and who else is joining us in this conversation today?
My story is about Grove Studios in Ypsilanti is hosting a socially distant Equinox party featuring local bands coming up this weekend. And I've brought with me Rick Coughlin, who is the co-founder of Grove Studios.
Hi, Rick. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Let's begin with you telling us a little bit about what is Grove Studios.
Sure. We started Grove Studios really as musicians who were looking to make the rehearsal and recording experience more affordable and better in general. And so what we concepted was Grove Studios, which is a 24/7 self-service creative studio environment. So we have 5 different studio rooms. We have 2 live band rooms, a DJ room, a production studio, and also a podcast studio. So we welcome all genres, all creatives who are looking to not only rehearse, but also, you know, create content and share it with their fans and friends and the world, really.
And this is in Ypsilanti.
It is. Yeah, we're right we're at 884 Railroad Street, right across from the campus of EMU.
And you have good soundproofing so you don't hear the trains going by.
Yeah, we're really fortunate. The building that we're currently in is an old factory building. Most of the walls are masonry walls. We have glass brick windows and solid core doors. It's a repurposed office space, but the sound isolation is pretty great, despite the fact that we're next to a railroad. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I say that because I'm at home and often my neighbors mow their lawn while I'm on the air, so I don't have quite the soundproofing, just a little.
Yeah. Soundproofing is important,
yes.
Of course. And, you know, that's one of the things that we've been working on since the get-go is our shipping container concept, which really is the long-term vision for Grove Studios. We opened up on Railroad Street as sort of a testing ground, or the, you know, in tech they call it the minimum viable product, to make sure that we can operate in a 24/7, 365 day a year environment. But we have to do a lot of tech enabled devices to make that happen seamlessly for our clients.
So you have the Equinox party coming up. Is that something you've been doing every year?
Yeah, we really did. We started it as I was kind of the brainchild of Eric Friebel, one of our 3 co-founders, to sort of celebrate each year and celebrate the community that engages with us, and give folks a stage to perform on. And it's a great networking event. It's going to look a little bit different this year for obvious reasons, but we're going to carry on in the tradition. It's just going to look a little different. That's all.
What will it look like?
Well, we have some ordinances that we need to deal with in terms of how many people can gather
right.
at any given time. So
yep.
We have to keep between crew and attendees, we have to keep that number under 25. And we've also added a pretty large live streaming component and video production component. So even after the event, there'll be some post-production that takes place with our audio-video team to create some high quality, high definition videos that will be premiering throughout the months coming, as we follow those up with interviews with the artists for our Grove Sessions podcast.
Who will be performing for the Grove Studio Equinox Party on September 19th?
Well, we've got quite a lineup. We've got 10 different bands. So anywhere from the Steve Summers Band to Chirp, Las Drogas, Deontay Visible, quite a list. You can check it out on our Facebook page from the events page. And we'll be streaming everyone from the courtyard outdoors. So we're really looking forward to it. Just some really great acts We've got Fernando Silverio Solis coming from Flint, Edison Hollow, Giacomo from Detroit, Violet Soul from Ipsy, Kai Five from Ann Arbor. Really super excited about the lineup. Just really talented folks that are coming out to play.
And Sarah, what else did you find out about this when writing your story for Concentrate Media?
I thought it was one of the things I thought was really neat was how diverse the musicians are that they've recruited for this event. Everything from hip hop to jazz standards to sort of more folk music. So I think there's going to be something for most tastes.
Because the crowd is so small, Rick, are tickets still available or is it already all filled up?
Tickets are still available, and we have an announcement to make later about some new ticket prices, and then we're also offering live streams. All the bands are in sort of groups of three, so there's actually three or four, and there's actually three sort of separate performance groups that happen throughout the day to just be able to manage, you know, the numbers that we have in the courtyard. So we'll be streaming those. Those are going to be available, each group, for $10 streaming through Facebook. Yeah, we're tickets are available, and streaming tickets are infinitely available because, as you know, we can as many people as possible can join and enjoy the music in high quality from home as well.
How important was it to you and those at Grove Studio in Ypsilanti to so-called keep the music playing during this pandemic?
Oh, we felt it was critical. When the shutdown happened back in March, we almost immediately hopped into that mode. Obviously, we couldn't operate our studio. And, you know, as musicians ourselves, one of the things that we're always thinking through the lens of is musicians, right? Because we're all active musicians in our own projects. And you know, how could we continue to connect the community and find innovative ways to make sure that people still have performance opportunities? And also, you know, especially those have had, you know, tours canceled or gigs canceled, which has been one of the community's biggest problems. We're also working towards finding ways to monetize for those artists because they do rely on some of that income to make a living. So it was really important.
I'm sure Sarah included links to purchasing tickets or more information in her story, and we'll share that with this interview on our webpage, WEMU.org. Grove Studios co-founder and CEO Rick Coughlin, Sarah Rigg from On the Ground Ipsy, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.